there seems to be a special atmosphere at Stanley on a night match. I've always enjoyed them all the time I've been there. Historically, we didn't get the greatest of gates on night matches, certainly midweek. And maybe that's slowly changing, but the atmosphere is very, very good. And it certainly makes a difference to the players, I know it does. And just going back to last Tuesday, the Notts County game, I know there wasn't a great deal there, but the support that they give the players and the standing ovation that they give them coming off, it was a great sight, and I know it makes the players feel good.
Can playing on a Friday night be an advantage too, in that everybody else has to play on the Saturday afternoon and you can steal a march on them a bit?
Well, yeah, you know, it's like a golfer going first with his approach to the green, isn't it? It's only an advantage if you do well. So if I go first and I put it into the bunker, that's the equivalent to drawing or losing, isn't it? So it can be an advantage. Obviously, it gives us a chance to go and watch games as well, which, you know, it's a big advantage to me. But that's from a selfish point of view. I'd like to think that we could get ourselves in amongst just knocking on the doors of the playoffs with a win on Friday.
You can be within a point, I think, if other results go your way on Saturday.
Well, that's right, and what you got to remember is if you do leapfrog a few teams, they generally don't all leapfrog you back on a Saturday, so that's what we're hoping for.
Exeter, visitors, long way for them on a Friday night. They've been very up and down, haven't they, this season?
They've been quite up on their away travels. I've probably seen Exeter, after us, they're the team I've seen the most. I've seen them play four times. To be honest, I know most of their players now better than I know my kids at the moment. You can go overboard on them. They're a very, very good footballing side, and they've got widely acclaimed as being a great passing side, and rightly so. And when everyone talks about it in the same breath, it must be true. Well, it is true, because I've watched them enough. Some great footballers, some good players, and, you know, we've got to come up with a plan to beat them, but I'm sure that they will have looked at us lately, and there might be a little bit of fear in their camp as well.
They've kept faith with Paul Teasdale, who's a very experienced manager. He'll be one of the longest serving managers in the league now, particularly after what's happened at Cheltenham this week.
Second behind Arsene Wenger, I think.
Is that continuity the key to success? I mean, you've been there before. What did you do, 11, 12 years here?
It was with us, wasn't it? We had continued success and the settled thing. And one of the things is, when you've been there so long and you get the trust of the people at the club, you can make mistakes, safe in the knowledge that they're not going to cut your legs off for making the mistakes. So therefore, you're prepared to try things. Whereas if the bullet's in the gun already, you become very cautious. And anyone who's cautious in a manager, it's very difficult to succeed if you're cautious. So you need the trust of the people upstairs, really. And, you know, I've had it at both levels. You know, I've had great trust here. I've had great trust at other clubs. I've also had the downside where I haven't been trusted by the people above you. And consequently, you lose your job when your team probably... and your team performances probably don't merit that. But that's football, and that's the nature of the beast. Certainly, I think longevity really helps a manager to do his job to his fullest potential. And if you want a case point at the higher level, you only got to look at Sam Allardyce.